This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Katie Brown. This week marks a year since communities in the Altadena and Palisades neighborhoods of Los Angeles battled simultaneous winter wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom's office is repeating its request to Congress and the Trump administration to approve supplemental disaster relief funding. 12 fires broke out across the region in January of 2025, leading to the state's second largest fire cleanup. More than 30 people died and thousands of structures were obliterated. The federal funding would help rebuild public schools and damaged water systems and improve air quality monitoring efforts. When U.S. forces struck Venezuela early Saturday and reported capturing President Nicolas Maduro, it sparked a sharp backlash from elected officials and immigrant communities. From our newsroom partner Cap Radio in Sacramento, Gerardo Zavala has more.
State Senator Scott Wiener is calling for President Donald Trump's impeachment for what he called an illegal attack using made-up pretexts, including accusing Maduro and his government of drug trafficking and narco-terrorism.
This invasion is not because Trump cares about Venezuelans. He doesn't care about Venezuelans. He cares about getting their oil. He cares about his own power. That's all this is about.
Wiener also says the attack serves as a distraction from Trump's political troubles, falling approval ratings, rising healthcare costs, and his connection with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein.
But when we talk about the U.S. invading, that's a very, very different thing. Like, that didn't work in Iraq, didn't work in Afghanistan, and it's not going to work here.
That was Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala, and this is KAZU News. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.